up to here in mud. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It makes a mess feeding cattle. You tear your ground up.
The wet, cold, and muddy conditions seem almost too extreme this year for our cattle farmers. They're out every day of the year taking care of a valuable commodity, and there's no doubt this time of year with all of the mud is stressful on everyone. Dennis Lentzel has cattle in Marshall County.
I've talked to people in their 90s, and they've never seen it like this in the wintertime before. Something is not usual, and yes, and the temperature swings have been tremendous. That's what's really bad on cattle.
Dr. Lou Strickland, a UT Extension veterinarian, agrees and urges producers to do all they can to help protect their investment.
It's extremely difficult. I've been there, done that. I was in the dairy business about 25 years, and I can remember those wet winters that we would have like this, and we would just have to hunt as high a ground as possible. Also, we would try rolling out some round bales in certain areas, especially if you got cows calving that they can lay down and calve on and just have a place that they can lie down.
Dr. Strickland says even feeding near a tree line will help shelter the cattle a little more in these conditions, but definitely getting them to higher ground is best, and for sure, feeding more.
Make sure that there's plenty of minerals out for them at this time. So that they can keep that nutrition level up. If there is a place where they can supplement with grain, that's awesome, but that's not always the case. But if there is a place where they can supplement grain to get a little extra nutrition in them during this time, to help them with their metabolism, help them to stay a little bit warmer, that's an awfully good idea.
I keep it in front of my cattle all the time, period, whether it's normal winter or the winter like this.
Our farmers are always challenged by the weather, but they continue to care for our land and livestock every day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.